This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Back at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School, prior to the start of tonight's Nokomis Hillsboro game. Speaking of Hillsboro, the Lady Hilltoppers beat Taylorville at the Highland Tournament this afternoon, 52-46. So Hillsboro moves into the consolation bracket semifinals, where they will take on the winner of tonight's Belleville West Althoff game, and we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. A pretty good crowd on hand for this matchup between Hillsboro and Nokomis. Carter Sobel will jump center for Nokomis. He'll be going up against Drake Payton. Payton 6 inches shorter than Carter. And here we go. Battle of Montgomery County in this game, and the battle of Christian County in the next game between Pena and Taylorville. And here's the opening tip controlled by Nokomis. Ben Marley hands the ball off to Camden Ransdell, and the game is underway. Winner will play in the championship bracket semifinal on Friday night. Here's Hendricks Barnes on the right wing, down to Austin McDowell on the baseline. The ball tipped out of play by Drake Payton of Hillsboro, so the ball will belong to Nokomis on the baseline. Hendricks Barnes will inbound the basketball right underneath. It goes to Camden Ransdell, who is fouled, and Camden will get a couple of free throws right off the bat. And the foul is going to be called against Alex Schreiber. It's going to be his first, team's first, and a couple of free throws coming up for Ransdell. The first one is a bit long. We played 14 seconds here in the first quarter. And Ransdell's trying to get Nokomis on the board with a free throw, and he does. And a 1-0 lead for Nokomis. And here's Carter Sobel at the head of that press as Peyton Tester inbounds the basketball. He gets it into Alex Schreiber. Schreiber trapped in the backcourt, gets it ahead into the front court to White. Off to Peyton. Drake drives, throws the ball across the baseline to Alex Schreiber, but it's out of Alex's reach. Turnover number one goes to the Hilltoppers. The ball will go back to Nokomis. We played a half minute, Nokomis leading 1-0. Here's Ransdell into the front court. Toppers in a man-to-man defense. Here's Marley. Back out to Hendricks Barnes. They give it back out to the top of the tee to Ransdell. Camden off to Hendricks Barnes on the right wing, right in front of the stage area. Here's Ben Marley. Marley getting the start tonight instead of Braden Sobel, who's not even dressed. Here's Carter Sobel, a turnaround shot from six, doesn't go, rebound. Ben Marley put back is good. So Ben Marley makes his presence felt, and Nokomis has a 3-0 lead. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Caden White with the basketball in the backcourt for the Hilltoppers. Long pass to Drake Payton into the front court. Here comes Drake to the baseline left side. Picked up his dribble, bounce pass. Nice turnaround shot from 6 feet away, good. And the Grant Hamby with the bucket. Hamby gets the toppers on the board. That makes it a 3-2 ball game. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Ransdell down the lane. Throws up the shot. No good. The ball off the hands of Carter Sobel, and it'll belong to Hillsboro. Nathan Tester will be the trigger man for the toppers, as Nokomis will come with three-quarter court pressure. Ball comes in to Alex Schreiber. Back to Peyton Tester. Here's Caden White. Back to Tester. Into the front court to Schreiber. Into the right corner goes to Grant Hamby. Back out to Schreiber. Alex. Couple of dribbles. Now lost the ball and it's out of bounds. Turnover number two by the Toppers. A 3-2 lead for Nokomis here in the early going. 6:08 to go in the first quarter. Action from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. We're glad you're along tonight on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Here's Carter Sobel. Off on the wing to Camden Ransdell on the right side. Back out front to Barnes. Knocked away by Caden White of Hillsboro. Loose ball in the center jump circle. Ben Marley comes up with it, and it looks like a football game out there. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to belong to Hillsboro. And that ends up being the first Nokomis turnover. Off the bench, Keaton Pruitt, a 5'11 junior. Keaton's coming in for Alex Schreiber, the 6'2 senior. So Pruitt is into the game for the Toppers. Here's Caden White. Walking the ball into the front court. A bounce pass to Drake Tatum in the left corner. Back out to Caden White. Around it comes to Keaton Pruitt. And now we've got a hand check foul called against Nokomis. This one's against Austin McDowell, his first, team's first. And the ball will be out of bounds for Hillsboro near midcourt. Pruitt inbounds the ball to White. Now to Payton in the left corner. Drake fires it back out to Caden White. Around to Pruitt. Here's Keaton. Flips the ball to Caden White. Off to Payton. Drives the left baseline. Dumps the ball back out. And we've got a 3-second violation against the Hilltoppers. Turnover number three by Hillsboro. A 3-2 lead for Nokomis. 5:17 to go first quarter. Nokomis with the ball. Here's Ransdell into the front court. Sobel down on the low block to McDowell. Fadeaway shot from Austin. No good. Payton tested the rebound for Hillsboro. Out to Drake Payton. Payton driving through traffic down the lane. Has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Carter Sobel. He drives down the lane. Lays it up and in. Carter Sobel with his first bucket tonight. And a 5-2 lead for Nokomis. 4:48 to go first quarter. Payton Tester in the backcourt to Caden White. Caden into the front court for the Toppers into the left corner. Now back out to Drake Payton. Back around they come to Keaton Pruitt. Off on the wing to Grant Hamby. Pruitt with the ball near the top of the key. Off to Payton. Payton swings it back to Pruitt. Pruitt lost his dribble. They give it to Tester. Here's Caden White. Open for three. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Pulled down by Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. 4:19 to go first quarter. Nokomis with a 5-2 lead in the ball. Feed off to Sobel. Carter lays it up and in from right underneath. A 4 points for Sobel and a 7-2 lead for Nokomis. Tester gets the ball into Caden White for Hillsboro. Here's Payton. Underneath they go to Grant Hamby. Hamby banks it off the glass. Too much. Rebound by Ben Marley of Nokomis. Nokomis with a 5-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. McDowell to Carter Sobel. Sobel puts up the shot from point-blank range. No good. Rebound by Hillsboro. Into the front court. Here's Caden White with it. Out to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt fakes the pass. Gives it off to White in the left corner. Caden drives the baseline. Fires it across to Hamby. Grant, 10-foot shot from the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound on the weak side by Ben Marley for Nokomis. Nokomis with a 7-2 lead. 3:20 to go first quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Ransdell into the front court. Off to Hendricks. Barnes on the right wing. Into the right corner goes to Ransdell. Camden takes a dribble. Tries to feed off to Marley. Ball knocked away. Picked up by the Toppers. Here's Caden White. Flips the ball to the wing. The three-point shot is up. No good by Drake Payton. In fact, he missed everything. And Nokomis with a basketball. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Nokomis leading 7-2. Here's Ransdell with the ball out front. Around to Barnes on the right wing. Free throw line extended. Back out to Sobel at the top of the key. That's Carter Sobel, the sophomore at 6'8". His brother Braden not playing tonight. Here's Ben Marley putting the shot off the glass and in, and a chance for the three-point play. 4 points for Marley. And the foul called against Grant Hamby of Hillsboro, his first, team second. That makes it a 9-2 lead for Nokomis. As Joe Vanzo's making some changes. Jordan Gregg comes into the lineup for Hillsboro, a 6'4 junior. Landon Carroll, a 6-foot junior, is also into the lineup. As Ben Marley gets ready for his free throw attempt. And he makes it. 5 points for Ben Marley. And a 10-2 lead for Nokomis. Here's Gregg into the front court. It goes to Landon Carroll. Down into the corner to Payton Tester. Underneath for Caden White. Caden couldn't hold on to it. Scramble in the lane. Loose ball. Jump ball. This one's going to belong, I believe, to Nokomis. Ends up being the fifth Hillsboro turnover. Alex Schreiber back into the Hilltopper lineup for Hillsboro. 2:24 to go first quarter, a 10-2 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Camden Ransdell around to Austin McDowell. Austin fires it back out to Carter Sobel. Around to the right side, off to Ransdell. Out front, Hendricks Barnes from 17, no good. Rebound, Ben Marley. Gives it out to Hendricks Barnes, but it went right past Hendricks out of bounds. Turnover number three by Nokomis. 2:03 to go, first quarter. Nokomis 10, Hillsboro 2. Hillsboro with the basketball. Caden White. I'm sure the Toppers would like to get Caden open. He's a three-point specialist for them. There's a pass knocked away, and now a foul called on Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. Gregg will get his first personal foul, third team foul. A bad pass led to that foul. Turnover number six by Hillsboro, and the ball will go back to Nokomis. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nokomis leading Hillsboro 10-2. Here's Ransdell at the top of the key. Off to Barnes on the right wing. Hendricks looks inside, nobody there. He's got Carter Sobel deep in the right corner. Carter trying to direct traffic. Connor Engelman has checked into the Nokomis lineup, by the way. Connor's a 5'8 senior. Here's Austin McDowell, left side. They lob it inside to Sobel. Carter fakes, pivots around, gives it back out to Austin McDowell. Austin, top of the key. Off to the wing, it goes to Hendricks Barnes. Lobs into Ransdell. Camden puts up the shot. Good. He forced the shot, but he got it to fall. He's got three. Skins lead by 10. 12-2. 1:05 to go, first quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. There's Schreiber. Down to Peyton Tester. Reverse layup by Peyton. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis. Well, the pace has been Nokomis's here in the first quarter, and things have rolled Nokomis's way. Against the Hilltoppers, 44 seconds to go in the opening quarter. A 12-2 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro's missed some shots that they probably should have hit. Here's Connor Engelman for Nokomis. Right side out to Hendricks Barnes. 1/2 minute to play, first quarter. Off on the wing to Ransdell. Back out to Austin McDowell. Camden Ransdell on the dribble. Out near midcourt, drives inside the arc, gives it off to Carter Sobel, back to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell picked up his dribble, now gives it to Engelman, 10 seconds to go. Connor Engelman, 7 seconds to go. Engelman, trap, gets the ball to Barnes with three. Barnes, baseline, forces the shot at the buzzer. Good! Hendricks Barnes hits the shot at the buzzer, and after one quarter of play from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament, it's Nokomis 14. Hillsboro 2, back with second quarter action in just a moment. In earlier games in this tournament, Hillsboro beat East Alton Wood River 41-38. That was Saturday. Nokomis yesterday afternoon beat East Alton Wood River 64-43. So today, or tonight, wraps up pool play at the Litchfield Tournament. And then everybody goes to the brackets, which begin on Thursday. We'll have the rundown for you on Spotlight on Sports tomorrow morning at 7:30. You can also find podcasts of all of our games on our website, WSMIRadio.com. 14-2 lead for Nokomis. Second quarter action about to get underway, and here we go. Ball comes into Keaton Pruitt for Hillsboro. Pruitt off to Drake Payton on the left side. Back out to Pruitt. Swings the ball around to Landon Carroll. Into the corner to Alex Schreiber. Back to Carroll. Schreiber now in the right corner. Drives the baseline. Kicks it out. Here's Payton, left corner, three ball is up and no good. Big battle for the rebound, pulled down underneath by Jordan Gregg. His putback no good, and now Gregg is fouled as he went back up. Maybe it wasn't Gregg. That foul called against Carter Sobel, his first, team second. And the foul that time, or Alex Schreiber had the shot that time. So Alex will get a couple of free throws for the Toppers. First toss from Schreiber is no good. Score remains Nokomis 14, Hillsboro 2. Just underway in the second quarter. Next toss from Alex is right on the money. And that makes it a 14-3 ball game. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball as McDowell will bring it into the front court. Off to Camden Ransdell, back cut, lays it up with the left hand and got it. Ransdell with 5 points, great pass that time for McDowell. 16-3, Nokomis with the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. Here's Drake Payton. Near midcourt. Dumps the ball into the front court. Off to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt gives it off to Schreiber. Into the corner now to Payton. And Payton is out of bounds. Turnover number 7 by Hillsboro. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. Here comes Caden White, the 5'11 senior, back into the lineup, and he's going to replace Landon Carroll. Nokomis with the ball, leading 16-3. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court for Nokomis. Dumps the ball to McDowell from the corner for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Alex Schreiber. Alex gets the ball into the front court for Hillsboro. Off to Drake Payton along the left sideline. Back to Schreiber in the corner. Here's Payton. Inside for Jordan Gregg. Back across they come. Now to Payton into the corner. Schreiber for three. No good. Payton gets the rebound. The putback no good. Rebound pulled down by Ransdell. Here comes Nokomis in transition, and they throw it away. Not even at 6'8 could Carter Sobel make that catch. That was way over his head and out of bounds. Turnover number four by Nokomis. Barnes is out, Engelman out. Ben Marley's back in. And B.J. Chaussee is in. B.J.'s a 6-foot senior for Nokomis. Hillsboro with the ball, trailing 16-3, 6:20 to go in the first half. There's Caden White around to Alex, or around to Keaton Pruitt. There's Alex Schreiber. Back to Pruitt. Keaton takes one dribble. Off to Schreiber in the right corner. Flips the ball to Payton. Out to Caden White. Back to Drake Payton. Drake fires the ball back out to Pruitt. Around to Schreiber, right side, drives the lane, dumps it off Payton, and reverse layup, and he missed it. Oh, my goodness. Point blank range, and Drake couldn't get it to fall. Nokomis with the rebound. 5:50 to go, first half. Nokomis leads 16-3. Here's Ransdell down the lane. Camden lost the handle on it. Turnover number five. And down the lane goes Caden White for the layup, and he gets it for Hillsboro. Caden's first bucket tonight. 16-5 is the Nokomis lead. Nokomis with the ball, 5.5 to go, first half. Here's McDowell, off to Ransdell. Back out to Ben Marley. Marley at the top of the key. Around to Austin McDowell. Free throw line extended right side. Gives it back out to B.J. Chaussee. B.J., couple of dribbles. Now he lost his dribble, needs some help. The ball knocked away. Schreiber's going to pick it up, and a foul's going to be called on B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee gets his first personal, sixth turnover by Nokomis, and it'll be out of bounds for Hillsboro. Peyton Tester comes back in, the 6'3 senior, and replaces Keaton Pruitt for Hillsboro. So you got the big guys in there. Tester at 6'3, Gregg at 6'4, both in for Hillsboro. Caden White with the ball. Left side to Drake Payton. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go, first half. Hillsboro trailing 16-5. There's backdoor pass to Payton. Drake stops and is fouled by B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee will get his second personal foul. That is the fourth team foul. And a couple of free throws for Drake Payton of Hillsboro, a 6'2 senior. And Payton trying to put a couple more points on the board for the Toppers. Hits the first free throw. His first point of the night. Makes it 16-6. B.J. Chaussee is out, and Hendricks Barnes back in for Nokomis. And Payton with a second toss for the orange-clad Hilltoppers. And that's good. 2 points for Drake Payton. 16-7 is the Nokomis lead. Just under 5 minutes to go, first half. Ransdell walks the ball into the front court for Nokomis. Left side to Austin McDowell. McDowell back out front to Ransdell. Around to the right side to Barnes. Barnes to Carter Sobel in the right corner. Back out front to Ransdell. Here's McDowell, left side. Goes baseline to Marley. It's tipped out of bounds by Peyton Tester of Hillsboro. Nokomis will inbound on the baseline. 4:34 to go, first half. Nokomis leading 16-7. Nokomis inbounds the ball to Carter Sobel in the corner, and his return pass underneath to Barnes is knocked out of bounds by Hillsboro. So the ball will go to the far sidelines right in front of the stage as Nokomis inbounds the ball. Here's Barnes with it. The Carter Sobel near the right elbow. Back out it goes to Ransdell. Ransdell pivoting around off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes fires it back out to Carter Sobel at the top of the key. Here's Ransdell. Call for traveling. Turnover number seven by Nokomis. 4:12 to go, first half. A 16-7 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro gets the basketball back. Schreiber gets the ball into Payton. Back to Alex. Shriver now gets the ball into the front court. Down to Peyton Tester. Peyton on the baseline. Drives in and is hammered. He'll get a couple of free throws. And that foul is going to be called against Camden Ransdell of Nokomis, his first, team's fifth. Peyton Tester to shoot two for Hillsboro. The Toppers are trailing 16-7. Free throw by Peyton is no good. 4 minutes and a second to play here in the first half. Winner of this game moves to the championship bracket semifinals on Friday night for a 7:30 game. Next toss by Tester is good. Peyton with his first point tonight. 16-8. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. We're under 4 minutes to play in the first half. There's Ransdell into the front court. Off to Carter Sobel. Carter, the big guy, dribbling out front. Off to Austin McDowell. Around to Camden Ransdell. Gives off to Sobel from the right elbow. The jump shot, no good. Drake Peyton the rebound. Drake right down the middle of the floor. Shovels the ball off on the wing. And now the pass from Shriver hits the underneath side of the backboard, and Nokomis comes up with it. Turnover number 8 by Hillsboro. There's McDowell, open for the three ball. Austin off the mark, and the ball out of bounds off the hands of Peyton Tester of Hillsboro. 3:24 to go, first half. A 16-8 lead for Nokomis. Skins will inbound on the baseline. It comes into Sobel. Back out to Ransdell for three, no good. And a holding foul called against Nokomis. Hendricks Barnes, the guilty party. Hendricks gets his first, team sixth, out of bounds for Hillsboro. Here comes Landon Carroll back in for Hillsboro. And Landon's going to replace Alex Schreiber. 3:20 to go in the first half. A 16-8 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Caden White in the backcourt. Fires it down on the baseline. Peyton Tester wide open for the easy bucket. 3 points for Tester. Toppers beat the defense down that time. 16-10. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 3 minutes to go, first half. Here's Ransdell with it. Off to Hendricks Barnes in the right corner. Back out front to Sobel. Sobel from the free throw line. Off to Barnes on the right wing. Hendricks Barnes puts it on the floor. Now lost his dribble, comes back out to Carter Sobel in between the circles. Back out front, or back to the wing. Off to Barnes, back out front to McDowell. 2:35 to go, first half. Nokomis leading by half a dozen, 16-10. Here's Sobel, off to Ransdell. Ransdell spins, puts it up, and a foul called against Hillsboro. And the foul that time called on Landon Carroll of Hillsboro, his first, team's fourth. Marley is out, and Connor Engelman back in for Nokomis. Nokomis will inbound on the baseline. They get the ball out front to Camden Ransdell. Back into the corner to Engelman. Back to Ransdell near the top of the key. Nokomis leading by 6, 16-10. There's Austin McDowell. Off to Carter Sobel. Back to Austin. Now out front to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes feeds off to Carter Sobel, who banks it off the glass, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Connor Engelman. It's going to belong to Hillsboro. Whoa! Now the officials are going to get together and they're going to change the call, make sure it belongs to the Toppers, which is the correct call. .204 to go, first half. A 6-point lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro with the ball. Here's Peyton. Off a screen in the backcourt. Drives down the edge of the lane. Off to Peyton Tester. Peyton gets underneath. Forces the shot. No good. Camden Ransdell with the rebound for Nokomis. Out to McDowell. Austin picks up his dribble. Feeds off to Barnes at the left elbow. Hendricks forces the shot from 10. It's short. Loose on the baseline. Kept in play. Picked up by Carter Sobel, who lays it up and in and is fouled. The basket will go. The foul that time on Caden White of Hillsboro, his first, team's fifth. And Carter Sobel with the bucket now has 6 points on the evening. And that's an 18-10 lead for Nokomis, and the free throw is missed. So no 3-point play for Carter Sobel. 100 seconds to play, first half. Hillsboro with the ball down by 8. Here's Peyton in the front court. Off to Caden White on a skip pass. Peyton Tester, edge of the lane. Off to Peyton. Here's Jordan Gregg, top of the key. Goes in strong, puts it up and in. Jordan Gregg with his first bucket tonight. 18-12. So the Toppers are back to within a half a dozen. 75 seconds to go, first half. Here's Ransdell into the front court. Almost lost his dribble. Off to Connor Engelman. Engelman on the right side. Back out front to Carter Sauble. Gives it off to Camden Ransdell, and now we're going to have a foul on Landon Carroll of Hillsboro. That'll be his second, team sixth. Out of bounds one more time for Nokomis. With 1 minute to play in the first half, Alex Schreiber will come in, and Landon Carroll will leave for the Hilltoppers. 6-point lead for Nokomis. 18-12 with a minute to play, first half. Nokomis inbounds the ball. They get it out to McDowell at the top of the key. Back door, Camden Ransdell, easy layup. Good pass from McDowell. Ransdell laid it in. He's got 7, 20-12. Nokomis with an 8-point lead. 48 seconds to go in the first half. Hillsboro in the basketball. Schreiber down to Peyton Tester. Spins to his right, puts it up, no good. Battling for the rebound, Peyton. Gets it out to Schreiber. Dumps it out front to Jordan Gregg. Gregg gives it off to Drake Peyton in the right corner. Half minute to play. Back inside the lane to Schreiber. Off to Caden White. Caden drives the baseline, puts it up and in. Caden White with 4 points. 20-14, and the Toppers have cut the lead back to 6. 19 seconds to go in the first half. Nokomis leads it 20-14. Nokomis with the basketball. 10 seconds to go, first half. Here's Ransdell with it. Out front, 7 seconds to go. Camden pulls up with a 15-footer, air ball. Barnes picks it up, ball tipped out of bounds with 1 second remaining, and Nokomis will get the ball on the baseline with one tick left on the clock. Engelman will toss it in. It comes out to McDowell. Austin, a long three-pointer at the buzzer. No. Comes off the front of the rim. So at the end of the first half of play, on the final night of pool play at the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament, at halftime, it is Nokomis 20, Hillsboro 14. We'll have third quarter action coming up in just a moment. Nokomis 20, Hillsboro 14, as we get ready for third quarter action. It's Hendricks Barnes, Camden Ransdell, Carter Sauble, Ben Marley, and Austin McDowell, the starting five for Nokomis. Caden White is out there for Hillsboro, along with Peyton Tester, Jordan Gregg, Drake Peyton, and looks like Alex Schreiber. Nokomis with the basketball. And the first pass by Nokomis as they drive into the front court gets knocked out of bounds by Hillsboro. So Nokomis will inbounds on the baseline. Barnes, the trigger man. Hendricks fires the ball back out front to Austin McDowell. Around to Hendricks Barnes, a lob into Carter Sauble, who posts up, puts up, and good. Carter Sauble with 8 points tonight. 22-14, an 8-point advantage for Nokomis. We're just underway in the third quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball, Jordan Gregg. Ahead it comes to Alex Schreiber. Off to Caden White on the right wing. Gives underneath now to Peyton Tester, and we've got a foul against Ben Marley of Nokomis. Ben will get his first personal foul. That is the first team foul. And out of bounds for the Toppers on their baseline. Caden White, the trigger man. Running out of time, gets it into Peyton Tester. Tester feeds off to Alex Schreiber. The ball stripped away. Loose on the baseline now. And now we're going to have a foul called against Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. Gregg went diving for the loose ball. That's his second personal, first team foul this half for Hillsboro. We played 40 seconds of the third quarter. Nokomis leads 22-14. And Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Barnes with it. Lobs into Carter Sauble, who posts up from 10 feet away and hits it. Sauble with 10 points. 24-14. It's a 10-point lead for the Skins. Hillsboro with the ball. Peyton off to Schreiber into the front court. Caden White, right side. Stops, feeds off to Peyton Tester. Peyton puts it up, no good. Tip by Peyton. Drake grabs it, fires it back out to Schreiber. Across to Caden White for three. Good! And a chance for the 4-point play for Caden White of Hillsboro. The foul on Austin McDowell of Nokomis, his second, team second. Caden White with the three-pointer has 7 points tonight and a chance for the four-point play, 24-17. As Caden shoots the free throw, and it's 24-18. 8 points now for Caden White. That was a big boost for the Toppers. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Back to a six-point advantage for Nokomis after that four-point play from Hillsboro. Here's McDowell, around to the right side, off to Ransdell. Camden feeds right into the hands of Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. Turnover number 8 by Nokomis. Now we're going to have a foul against Nokomis. This one's on Ben Marley. Ben gets his second, team's third. Out of bounds for Hillsboro. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Full court pressure by Nokomis. Here's Drake Payton on the dribble. Has the ball tipped from behind by Sobel. It's picked up by Caden White. Off to Alex Schreiber, who drives, feeds off to Peyton Tester from 10. No good. Rebound Payton. Drake feeds out to Schreiber. His shot from point-blank range doesn't go, and the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leads by 6, 24-18. Here's Camden Ransdell. Off to Austin McDowell. McDowell from the left elbow feeds to Carter Sobel, knocked away. Ransdell's there to pick it up and put it in. Camden with 9, 26-18. Right spot, right time. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Hillsboro with the ball, down by 8. Here's Caden White with the ball. He pulls up from 15. It is short, and the rebound pulled down by Hendricks Barnes. Into the front court comes Nokomis. Here's McDowell with it. Off to Ransdell. Camden, free throw line jumper, no good. Put back, Ben Marley, blocked away. Peyton Tester comes up with it for Hillsboro. Off to Peyton, Drake to the corner. White for 3, up, good! Peyton White with 11, 26-21. Toppers have cut the lead to 5. Nokomis with the ball, 5:10 to go, third quarter. Here's Camden Ransdell with the ball. Drives a lane shot, rejected. Outlet pass to Schreiber. Here's Schreiber in for the layup. No good, and he'll get a couple of free throws. So the Hilltoppers trying to make some noise here in this third quarter. Foul that time on Camden Ransdell of Nokomis, his second, team's 4. A 26-21 lead for Nokomis. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, and Alex Schreiber at the line for 2 for Hillsboro. First toss good. Second point tonight for Schreiber. That makes it 26-22. Winner of this game plays in the championship bracket semis on Friday night. Next toss. Right on the money. 3 points for Schreiber. 26-23. So the Nokomis lead cut to 3. Nokomis with the basketball. Ransdell will walk it into the front court. Toppers in a man-to-man defense. Here's Barnes, right side. Out front to Carter Sobel. Give it off to Ransdell. Camden puts it on the floor. Back out to Austin McDowell. Now Carter Sobel in the low block, right side. Pulls up, got it. A dozen points for Carter Sobel. 28-23, a 5-point lead for Nokomis. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Drake Payton into the front court. Trapped in the coffin corner. And now he's out of bounds. Turnover number 9 by Hillsboro. Good job of trapping that time by the Nokomis defense. Peyton Tester will come out, and Grant Hamby will come back in for Hillsboro. It's a 5-point lead for Nokomis, 28-23 with 4:23 to go in the third quarter. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast here on FM 106. Tom Williams producing our broadcast this evening. Here's Hendricks Barnes with it. Off to Camden Ransdell. Camden lobs into Sobel. Carter grabs, drives in, has his pocket picked, but he's fouled. And the foul's going to be against the Hilltoppers. Grant Hamby, his second, team second, out of bounds for... They're going to give him a couple shots. So Carter Sobel will get a couple of free throws for Nokomis. First toss is up and no good. Score remains Nokomis 28, Hillsboro 23. Ben Marley out. Connor Engelman back in for Nokomis. Here comes Landon Carroll back in for Hillsboro. He's going to replace Alex Schreiber. Meanwhile, Carter Sobel will get a second free throw attempt. And the sophomore puts it up, and no good. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of the Hilltoppers. So Nokomis will get the ball on their baseline. Trigger man will be Connor Engelman for Nokomis as the Skins post one man at each corner of the lane to set up the inbounds play. 4:05 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leading 28-23. Engelman looking, fires it back out front to Ransdell. Goes into the backcourt. Camden picks it up. Hilltopper fans thought he might have touched it as it went into the backcourt, but that was not the case apparently. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's McDowell fitting through the lane to Ransdell. Camden puts it up, blocked in there. Blocked by Jordan Gregg. And Gregg comes up with it. Here's Caden White. Foul near midcourt. A reach-in foul called against Nokomis. I think it's Hendricks Barnes. And Barnes will get his second personal foul. Fifth team foul. Out of bounds for Hillsboro. Toppers are trailing by 5, 28-23, 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's Jordan Gregg at the free throw line. Off to Caden White. Into the corner to Landon Carroll. Back out to Caden White at the top of the key. And give the ball back out to Grant Hamby. Now Drake Payton. Off to Caden White. Back to Payton. Drake feeds the ball off to Hamby. Out front to Caden White. Back out to Payton. Drake lost his dribble. Now gives it off to Grant Hamby. Hamby, a skip pass to White to the right side. Now inside to Jordan Gregg. Knocked away. Nokomis comes up with it. Well, I think they did. Now a tie-up and a jump ball. And this is going to belong to Nokomis. So that'll be the 10th Hillsboro turnover. 3:06 to go, third quarter. Nokomis 28. Hillsboro 23. Oh, it's going to belong to Hillsboro. Okay. Toppers are going to get the ball back. Landon Carroll inbounds the basketball to Keaton Pruitt, who's back in the lineup. Here's Caden White, and Caden's out of bounds. Good job of trapping that time by the Nokomis defense. So that there is turnover number 10 by Hillsboro. The ball back to Nokomis. Skins leading by 5, 28-23, just under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Engelman with the ball. Out to Carter Sobel. Sobel back out to McDowell at the top of the key. To Ransdell, knocked away. Saved by Carter Sobel. Carter drives a baseline and a holding foul called against the Hilltoppers, Landon Carroll.
Foul 4 called against the Hilltoppers.
Carroll will get his third. Team's third. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Engelman, the trigger man. Connor lobs it into Camden Ransdell in the lane. He feeds it right back to Engelman, but it's through Connor's hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 11 by Nokomis. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leading Hillsboro 28-23. Hillsboro with the ball. Here's Drake Payton. To Landon Carroll into the front court to Caden White. Caden double teamed and now has the ball stripped away by Connor Engelman of Nokomis. It's picked up there by McDowell. Out front to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell around to Engelman. Engelman holding the ball over his head, fires it back out to Carter Sobel at the point. Off on the left wing now to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell is going to lob down low to Carter Sobel. And now a foul called against Peyton Tester of Hillsboro. A blocking foul. His first, team's fourth, out of bounds for Nokomis. Here comes Alex Schreiber back in, replacing Caden White for Hillsboro. 2 minutes and 1 second to go in the third quarter. Nokomis leads by 5, 28-23. Nokomis inbounds the ball. Comes into McDowell along the left sidelines. Back out front to Camden Ransdell. Off to Engelman. Engelman back to McDowell at the point. Austin around to Engelman on the right side. Back to Ransdell. To the right elbow, feeds off underneath to Hendricks Barnes. Hendricks puts it off the glass and in. Barnes with four, 30-23. Nokomis by 7, 100 seconds to play, third quarter. Hillsboro with the ball. Payton with it, caught in the coffin corner again. Gets the ball out front. Here's Landon Carroll, a three ball, no good. Big battle for it, picked up in the lane by Schreiber. Kicks it out to Payton for three. Drake's shot, no good. Ball tipped out to the arc, picked up there by Connor Engelman of Nokomis. Engelman into the front court. And now the ball stolen by Alex Schreiber of Hillsboro. Alex in for the layup, blocked away by Ransdell, but Ransdell's going to get called for the foul.
Ball is stolen by the Hilltoppers.
Ransdell will get his third, team sixth. Two free throws coming up for Alex Schreiber of Hillsboro. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nokomis leads by 7, 30-23. Coverage from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament tonight here on FM 106. Schreiber for Hillsboro, free throw good. 4 points for Alex. 30-24. Toppers cut the lead to 6. Carroll is out, and Greg is in for Hillsboro. Ransdell is out for Nokomis, and B.J. Chaussee back in. Here's the next toss. That one's short. And Carter Sobel comes out with it, and he's fouled. And Schreiber may be the guilty party. No. It's going to be a foul on Peyton Tester of Hillsboro. That's going to be his second, team's fifth. So out of bounds for Nokomis. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Nokomis with a 6-point lead, 30-24. Here's Sobel, low baseline, puts up the shot, no good. Loose in the lane, Carter picks it back up and puts it in. 14 points for Carter Sobel. And a 32-24 lead, an 8-point advantage for Nokomis. 44 seconds to go, third quarter. And here's Jordan Gregg dribbling in the backcourt. And he picked up his dribble and he's called for steps. Turnover number 12 by Hillsboro. Caden White comes off the bench for Hillsboro. He'll come back in and replace Drake Payton. Ransdell is back in for Nokomis. 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nokomis with a 32-24 lead. Hillsboro had the lead cut to 3 at one time, but Nokomis has got it back up to 8. Here's McDowell. Back out front to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell around to the right side to Connor Engelman. Engelman fires it back out to Hendricks Barnes. Off on the wing to Ransdell with 18 seconds to go. Out front to Austin McDowell. Back to Camden Ransdell with 12. McDowell left sideline with 10. Austin flips it back to Ransdell with 7. Here's Camden, left side. Barnes in the lane with 3, puts up the shot. Good! Hendricks Barnes again! That's the second time he's hit a buzzer beater tonight. He's got 6 points, and at the end of three quarters of play, it's Nokomis 34, Hillsboro 24. More action from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament coming up right after these messages. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School, the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament. Thanks to our friends at Litchfield High School for their hospitality. Always great to come to the tournament. A 10-point lead for Nokomis. 34-24 as we get ready for fourth quarter action. And here we go. Nokomis has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter of play. As Ransdell will walk it into the front court. Camden drives to the left side, now cuts back to the lane. Feeds off to Austin McDowell. Austin slices through the lane, puts up the 10-foot jumper. Good. McDowell has his first bucket tonight. 36-24, a 12-point advantage for Nokomis. And now Hillsboro throws the ball out of bounds at midcourt. Turnover number 13 by the Toppers. Ball will go back to Nokomis, and timeout called by Hillsboro. 7:35 to go in the game. It's Nokomis 36, Hillsboro 24. More from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports, and you can find podcasts of all of our high school sporting events on our website, WSMIRadio.com. Play resumes. Nokomis with the basketball and a 12-point lead. We've played about a half a minute here in the fourth quarter. Here's Hendricks Barnes on the left wing for Nokomis. Lobs it into Carter Sobel on the low block. Carter from the left side. Back out to Barnes. Hendricks in the lane. Back to Sobel. Layup good. Carter with 16 points tonight for Nokomis. 38-24. A 14-point lead for Nokomis. 7:12 to go in the game. Here's Payton with it. Off to Payton Tester. His shot is blocked by Carter Sobel. And Nokomis comes up with it. Here's Ransdell into the front court. Off to Engelman. Connor Engelman drives back out towards the midcourt stripe. Now back to the right side. Off to Camden Ransdell. Camden fires it back out front to Sobel. The 6'8 Carter Sobel. A couple of dribbles back to Camden Ransdell. And now timeout called by Nokomis. 6:43 to go in the ball game. Nokomis leads this one 38-24 over Hillsboro. Back with more from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. We'll have coverage from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament coming up on Thursday. We also have more Macoupin County Basketball Tournament action coming up on Thursday. It'll be girls action. Carlinville, the top seed, taking on number 4 Southwestern. And second-seeded Mont Olive, or Staunton, taking on third-seeded Gillespie. We'll have more basketball beginning Thursday night, on into Friday, on into Saturday, here on FM 106.1. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins with the ball. Here's Sobel at the top of the key. 6.5 to play in this ball game. There's Hendricks Barnes, right wing. Puts it on the floor from the right elbow. Jump shot good. Barnes with 8 points tonight. 40-24 as Nokomis slowly extends that lead. It's out to 16 now. 6:16 to go in the ball game. Hillsboro with the ball. Here's Caden White going to pop the three ball. It is off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Austin McDowell. It was fouled from behind. And foul's going to be on Drake Payton. Payton gets his first, team sixth. So everybody will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 6 minutes to go in this ball game. Nokomis leading Hillsboro 40-24. Here's Engelman with the basketball. Out near midcourt. Knocked out of bounds by Alex Schreiber of Hillsboro. And Engelman will inbound the basketball right in front of the stage area near midcourt. Comes in to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell off on the wing to McDowell. McDowell on the dribble. Feeds inside to Barnes. Back out to Sobel at the top of the key. Carter, one dribble, bounce pass to the right corner. Off to Camden Ransdell. Back to Barnes at the free throw line. Barnes hits Carter Sobel on the low block. Out to Ransdell. Drives in. 10-footer blocked away, but a foul call.
Camden Ransdell is hit on the jump shot.
And the foul is going to be, I think,
by a Hilltopper.
We're going to be Christian Hernandez gets the foul. Hernandez gets his first, team seventh. And the free throw for Camden Ransdell is good. He's got 10 points tonight, and Nokomis' lead is now 41-24. Christian Hernandez, a 5'10 senior, checked into the lineup a few moments ago. Next toss by Ransdell, no good, and Peyton Tester with the rebound. So here come the Hilltoppers. Keaton Pruitt. Off to Peyton Tester. Peyton to Christian Hernandez in the low block. Hernandez, fadeaway shot rejected in there by Camden Ransdell. Nokomis comes up with it. 5:15 to go in the ball game and a 41-24 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis playing without Braden Sobel tonight, who had a bit of a sore knee, so he did not get the start. Ben Marley started in his place tonight. And Braden, in fact, did not even dress tonight, so he's on the bench in street clothes. There's McDowell with the basketball. McDowell out front. And now a holding foul called on Drake Payton.
Blocking foul called against the top.
Payton gets his second, team's eighth. And Austin McDowell will be at the line to shoot the one and one. A 41-24 lead for Nokomis. 4:46 to go in the ball game. McDowell's free throw right on the money. Austin with 3 points tonight. Winner of this game will play in the 7:30 semifinal Friday night here at Simmons Gymnasium in the championship bracket. Second toss by McDowell, good. He's got 4 points tonight. And it's a 19-point advantage now for Nokomis, 43-24. 4:40 to go in the ball game. So Nokomis is sitting pretty. Hillsboro with the basketball. They pass inside to Keaton Pruitt. Off to Peyton Tester. His shot no good. Peyton is there for the rebound and the putback, and it's good. And timeout called. 4:26 to go in the ball game. Your score, Nokomis 43, Hillsboro 26. Back with more from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament in just a moment. Hope you enjoyed our coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament tonight. And tonight's coverage from the Litchfield Tournament as well. A 43-26 lead for Nokomis, as Nokomis will inbound the basketball following the timeout, as Camden Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court for Nokomis. Nokomis shooting for victory number 14 tonight, the number 3 seed in this tournament. Hillsboro, the number 6 seed. Here's Sobble out front, off to Camden Ransdell. Back out front to McDowell, knocked away. Drake Payton on the steal. Now the ball knocked away again, and now it's out of bounds. So Payton made the steal and then couldn't hold on to it. So the ball will go back to Nokomis. And now Coach Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the ball game. It's Nokomis 43, Hillsboro 26. Back with more basketball in just a moment. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on FM 106.1 and AM 1540. On Spotlight on Sports. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the ball game. Nokomis 43, Hillsboro 26. As Nokomis will inbound the basketball. Comes into Camden Ransdell. Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court. Off to Hendricks Barnes on the left wing. Barnes back out to Austin McDowell. McDowell gives it off to Ransdell. Back to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes. Back to Austin McDowell. Nokomis being patient with the basketball. Here's Carter Sobble with it along the left sidelines. Pivots around, gives it back to Camden Ransdell out near midcourt. Camden along the left sidelines, cuts back to the top of the key, down the lane, goes in for the layup and missed it. Rebound, Hendricks Barnes put back, is good. Hendricks Barnes has 10 points tonight. And it's a 45-26 lead for Nokomis. 3:20 to go in the ballgame. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Caden White with it. Out front to Drake Payton. Payton down the lane he goes, has his pocket picked by Hendricks Barnes. Barnes into the front court, off to McDowell. Austin baseline one-handed shot, no good. And a foul coming out against the Skins. And this foul is going to be on Connor Engelman. His first, team seventh. So Caden White will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for Hillsboro. Caden leading all scorers tonight for Hillsboro with 11 points. Peyton Tester's out. Jordan Gregg is back in for Hillsboro. 3:03 to go in the ballgame. A 45-26 lead for Nokomis. Caden White at the line for Hillsboro, and he hits the free throw. A dozen points for Caden. That makes it 45-27. And he can nibble another point off that Nokomis lead. And he does. 13 points for Caden White. 45-28. Nokomis with the lead and under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Ransdell with the ball. Off to Carter Sobel. Off to McDowell. Layup good. Great passing by Nokomis. 6 points for Austin McDowell. 47-28, Nokomis with the lead, and now the ball knocked away from Caden White. It's going to belong to Hillsboro on the baseline. The Toppers will inbound Alex Schreiber, the trigger man. Out front, it goes to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt gives off to Jordan Gregg. Here's Caden White driving the baseline, stops, kicks it out to Payton. Top of the key, open for three, Keaton Pruitt, no good. Jordan Gregg had it, lost it. Drake Payton picks it up for Hillsboro. Feeds off inside to Pruitt. His shot, no good. And a foul called on Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis. Barnes will get his third personal foul. Eighth team foul. And this will put Keaton Pruitt at the line to shoot the 1-1. 2:25 to go in the contest. A 47-28 lead for Nokomis. The free throw by Pruitt is no good for Hillsboro. And the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. Pass out to Austin McDowell. Down the lane, off the glass and in. Austin has 8 points. All in this quarter. 49-28. Nokomis leads by 21. Here's Payton feeding off to Jordan Gregg, and now a foul called. And the foul that time called against Camden Ransdell. It's going to be his fourth, team's ninth. And with 2 minutes, 8 seconds to go, timeout is called. Your score, Nokomis 48, Hillsboro 28, or check that. Nokomis 49, Hillsboro 28. Back with more from the Litchfield Tournament right after these messages. Game three of our triple header tonight, Hillsboro battling Nokomis from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament. 2:08 to go in this ball game. Nokomis with a 49-28 lead. Hillsboro got as close as 3 points at one time, and then Nokomis extended their lead. And it looks like the Skins are on their way to the championship bracket semifinal. Free throw is up and good by Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. He's got 3 points tonight. That makes it 49-29. And Jordan's next toss is right on the money. 4 points, 49-30. Nokomis with the lead and the ball as we approach 2 minutes left in the ball game. Here's Ransdell to Barnes, now into the front court to Carter Sobel. Back out to Camden Ransdell. Hendricks Barnes in the lane, kicks the ball back out to Ransdell. Camden down the edge of the lane, gives it back out to Hendricks Barnes, and he'll bring it back out near midcourt. 106 seconds left in the ball game. Nokomis gonna come away with a win here tonight against their rivals from Montgomery County. Here's Austin McDowell, off in the wing to Carter Sobel. Sobel dribbles a couple of times, lost the basketball, and it's taken away by Hillsboro. Here's Drake Payton down the lane. Fakes, goes up with the shot, no good, and he'll be at the line for a couple.
Shooting foul called against the Redskins.
And the foul that time is going to be on Camden Ransdell, and that's going to be his fifth. Team's 10th. The two free throws coming up for Drake Payton. So as Ransdell leaves, B.J. Chaussee comes back into the lineup for Nokomis. Meanwhile, Drake Payton at the line for two. First one good. 5 points for Drake tonight. 49-31. Nokomis leading the ball game with a minute 25 to go. And Hillsboro's Drake Payton with another free throw attempt. On the way, it's money. 6 points for Drake, 49-32. Christian Hernandez back in for Hillsboro as Jordan Gregg leaves, Alex Schreiber leaves. Also into the game is Grant Hamby. He's back into the contest. Nokomis with the basketball, 80 seconds to go in the game. Here's Connor Engelman with it out front. Gives it all the ball off to Austin McDowell. McDowell now with 70 seconds. Off to Hendricks Barnes. Back out front to Engelman. Engelman gives it out to Hendricks Barnes at the top of the key, and Hernandez bumps into him. And Christian will get his second personal foul, 19 foul, and the 1-1 for Hendricks Barnes. Barnes with 10 points on the evening, shooting his first free throw this evening. And Hendricks' toss is good. 11 points for Hendricks Barnes, and that makes it a 50-32 lead for Nokomis. Caden White out, Drake Payton is out. Keaton Pruitt is out. Into the game, Nick Andre, a 5'11 sophomore, along with Caden Lemon, a 5'7 junior. And we'll catch up to the other young man here in just a moment. Next toss by Barnes is good. Hendricks with a dozen. And Landon Carroll back into the lineup as well. Second free throw good. That makes it 51-32 in favor of Nokomis. 1:03 to go in the ball game, and there's timeout. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more from the 51st Litchfield Invitational Tournament right after these messages. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School. Hillsboro to inbound the basketball with just about 1 minute to play in the ball game. Into the front court, Nick Andre with it. Off on the wing to Landon Carroll, back to Andre. Around it comes to Lemon. Back into the corner to Grant Hamby. Here's Andre, top of the key. Nick spins around. Gives it to Landon Carroll, who's double-teamed in the corner. Andre with it to the free throw line. Lost a handle on it, shovels it off to Lemon. Caden Lemon now gets the ball into Hamby. Back out to Lemon. Into the corner. Landon Carroll, a three ball. Good. Landon with his first bucket tonight. And that makes it 51-35. And they're going to stop the clock just for a substitution to allow Dylan McCamick, a six-foot sophomore, to come in for Hillsboro. 51-35. Nokomis with the lead. Nokomis inbounds the basketball, and we're a half a minute away from wrapping this game up. There's Mason Stewart, a 6'2 junior, into the lineup. He gives the ball off to B.J. Chaussee. Chaussee drives down, lost the handle on it. It's picked up there by Isaiah Bruder, the 6'6 junior. 12 seconds to go, and Nokomis is going to the championship bracket semifinals on Friday night at 7:30. 3 seconds to go. Here's Ben Marley hitting one just before the buzzer sounds. He finishes with 7 points in your final tonight. Nokomis 53, Hillsboro 35. We'll come back with a wrap-up in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield High School. The final tonight, Nokomis 53, Hillsboro 35. Scoring totals for the Hilltoppers, 6 points from Drake Payton, 13 points from Caden White, 3 from Landon Carroll, 4 points from Alex Schreiber, 3 from Peyton Tester, and 4 from Jordan Gray. Quarters of 2, 12, 10, and 11 for the Toppers. They were 14 of 18 from the line, 17 turnovers. With the loss, the Toppers now 11 and 7. Nokomis was led in scoring tonight by Carter Sobel with 16 points, 7 from Ben Marley, 10 from Camden Ransdell, 8 from Austin McDowell, and a dozen from Hendrix Barnes. Quarters of 14, 6, 14, and 19. Nokomis 7 of 12 from the charity stripe, 14 turnovers with the win. Nokomis now 14 and 5 on the season. So Nokomis will play in the second semifinal on Friday here at Simmons Gymnasium at 7:30. And will take on, well, the likely winner will be Taylorville, as they will take on Payne in the next game. So the winner of that game will probably be the opponents for Nokomis on Friday night. And of course, we'll have coverage for you here on WSMI FM 106.1. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our night of high school basketball here on FM 106. Thanks to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Once again, the final, Nokomis 53, Hillsboro 35. I'm Terry Toad. So long from Litchfield High School.